Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:45, quarter till 8. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL on Flag Day 2021, June 14th. Highs of 96, 30% chance for showers. Highs of 95 tomorrow, 94 Wednesday, 93 Thursday. And then as we get close to the weekend, we're watching the tropics, and we'll talk to Peyton Malone about that later on to see if there's anything that we really need to worry about other than some rain. Mark Rosa joins us now for President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union for Monday Morning Markets with Mark. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. How are you?
It is too damn hot is how I am, Mark.
Well, I was about, what does the number 109 mean to you?
It means, I don't know, I guess too hot?
Well, that's a good guess. But okay, that's how many days until October 1st when the weather hopefully starts to cool. So
and even that's optimistic.
I've got some hash marks on my arm just carving it in, waiting for the weather to slow down. Jesus.
I hate to tell you this, my friend, but October 1st is optimistic.
Oh, it is. I know.
Because
I'm
usually
going easy.
It was Halloween when that cold weather comes in, and lately it's been November, so we'll see what happens.
Tell
me about Wall Street this week. What did we learn last week about job openings?
Okay, last week we had a million more job openings that were expected. So we reported on this in weeks past. I mean, everybody's looking for people. That's where just a point of friction develops because, you know, not a lot of people are coming back off of the COVID holiday, if we want to call it that. And when the federal, you know, money starts to run out, I guess they'll start looking for work. But that's a point of contention with businesses. And we've seen it here, Tommy, people come and apply for jobs. We have, through the branch system, I think at last count we had 8 openings, to give you for instance. And many, many people come apply for those. And then when you call them for interviews and things, no, I'm really not ready to go back to work yet. I just have to apply to keep the benefits running. So people will be candid. They'll tell you. And that, I think, is really, really disturbing. When jobs open and businesses are trying to get back on track and businesses are needing the people, I know a fairly well-known restaurant on Causeway, Italian restaurant, stop short of saying the name, the owner is washing the dishes every night. Can't find somebody to come in and help him. It is, because he needs to be in the kitchen. He always is in the kitchen preparing some delicious food and keeping the restaurant running and serving his customers and everything. He can't get the dishes clean.
Let me ask you this real quick.
You know,
as an employer, when that person that you called and they said, no, I'm not quite ready to go back to work yet, and they're candid and saying, you know, it's like, no, I'll just take the unemployment.
Yep.
When they get back to you, when that goes out, I would presume, and I want people that are just kind of doing what you said and saying, well, no, I'm not quite ready to go back yet, and they think they're just going to go walk in and get the job when the unemployment runs out. I would think, as an employer, that would be somebody you would not necessarily be interested in.
Well, it kind of tarnishes your enthusiasm about bringing them in, that's for sure, because, you know, you needed, we needed help. We needed people to come in at various stages, from management positions to something that's more routine or entry level, and you just have trouble getting people to come to work. And it's, that's what's going on. So, it does kind of, because you're working to keep the business open and running and not a significant, if it was just a couple of people and life would go on, it would never be able to talk about it. But when it's a significant number, that's when you really get, have a little bit different opinion about it. But as far as the good news last week, Tommy, it's consumer sentiment that was up better than expected. The new highs were reached on as far as stock prices as realized in the S&P. And the 30-year and the 15-year rates on mortgages, we've been talking about this for almost a year, but I like to continue to reiterate those in case that's not within somebody's day, or we might not be seeing them regularly, depending on what kind of work you do. But 2.96 on the 30-year, I mean, it's incredible, and 2.23 on the 15-year. Wow. So if we're still interested, yes, if people are still interested in moving or buying or building, and it's been in the equation for a year, so we do see the housing prices go up, and I've got stories to tell about, a lot of houses are selling beyond what the appraised is, and well, that's what 0% interest rates in the economy mean, and sub 3% on 30-year money, that's what it does, and people could take advantage of it. I certainly did refinance last year, and it's been worth my while to do it. Now, on the other side of it, we had the big deal has been with inflation, and it's up 0.6% last week. And what you've got, which is a 13-year high, Friday's Wall Street Journal cover page, inflation jumps to a 13-year high. So what's happened with the Fed is saying, don't worry, we've got the two tales of two cities here. We've got the Fed is saying, well, it's in transitory inflation. There's been so much done so far, so fast, and like we're talking about, businesses are open fast. A lot of people are coming back, a lot of pent-up demand. Don't worry about it. That's going to ebb. That's going to slow itself down, and it's really nothing to worry about. On the other side of that economic coin, you got people saying, wait a minute, I don't know if it's going to slow down, because we're still talking about multi-trillion-dollar deficits. The deficit from last October to May was $2.1 trillion, a record number. You got all that money in the system, and when you got cheap money in the system, that naturally leads to higher prices, and that's going to be feeding into this inflation fear, and it's really something to worry about, and we've seen it. But look at what oil prices have done. Oil price over $70 this morning. And just a few weeks ago, it seems like it was in – the number started with a 5. It was in the 50s mm-hmm. per barrel.
Wasn't that long ago.
So
it was negative.
What happened?
Right? You were paying people to store it. Let me take a quick break Mark, for traffic.
That's right. Go ahead.
Yeah, when we back, I want to talk about inflation and about – I can't believe that the president is talking about even more stimulus, because it seems like it's apparent that there's enough out there. And, again, I would remind people that are unemployed and collecting unemployment that you're in the driver's seat now, but that's not always going to be the case. So you got to seize the moment, right? 7:52, 8 before 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57, 3 minutes, 2 minutes until another code word in the $1,000 nationwide cash contest. Until then, Mark Rosa, Monday Morning Markets with Mark, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Mark, only about a minute and a half left, but you're talking about inflation, and now the president is talking about even more stimulus?
Yeah, Tommy, that's going to feed more of that, and you and I had talked about it, and I know it sounds cynical, but I continue to believe that they want to do that to keep driving up wages. And, okay, I get it, but that's enormously destructive. You've got the housing market, because of what's happened with low interest rates over the past year, not everybody's getting into buying a house or selling theirs, moving. The rent market, rent rates are growing at double digits. You can't buy a new car because of the lack of inventory. So the used car market prices are growing at double digits. So you're not going to be able to, if you're holding out for a couple of dollars an hour, that's not going to offset these enormous changes that are going in the market. And all we could hope for is if you believe in what the Fed believes or what they're saying, this is going to be temporary. This is going to run itself out. In the car vernacular that was just mentioned, okay, the chips are going to come in, and all that's going to settle down, and toward the end of the year, it's going to be a much better place to live in. Okay, that's an argument worth having a conversation over. Well, then, don't try to pump in another $1 trillion of stimulus. It's just not necessary. You got 9 million jobs open right now.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate your time as always.
Yes, sir.
If it's an end run around trying to raise the minimum wage because you're going to make employers desperate for employees, the first thing you got to do is get them to want to go to work, right? Here we go, another code.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.